Good evening, Color Luck. You're listening to the radio of Color Luck City, informally but more truthfully known as The Rock. We're your hosts, Nick Denikin
and Mallory Wilson. This week, swing by Town Hall for a community auction. I don't know how auctions work, but it sure sounds interesting.
Also on the docket for this week, Color Luck City Library is hosting a hot cocoa and crafting night, though they may need to change that drink choice. And now, on to this week's horoscopes.
Aries. You can't trust everything you hear, you know. Taurus, instead of trying to brute force your way through life's inconveniences, consider accepting some things as fact. Gemini, sometimes the right thing to do is to simply give in, give up, stop pretending to be more than you are. Cancer, but of course not, that's impossible. Instead, you cling, you grasp at possibilities which are beyond you. Leo, you use whatever strength you have to hold your world in place. Virgo, it all comes down to putting your trust in the right people, doesn't it? Libra, you wrap yourself in waves and vibrations swirling around you. You are in the eye of a storm that you brought upon yourself. Scorpio, you can call out to the whole wide world and absolutely nobody is ever going to answer. Sagittarius, it's good that you feel safe in this little hideaway you've created. Really, it is. Capricorn, just keep believing that. It's for the best. What else can you possibly do? Aquarius, what you believe won't change anything. Pisces, you can't be helped.
You went to bed late last night, caught up in the stars. The hues of the night sky were dark and deep, blending together as inks upon a page, bleeding into each other and seeping into the fibers. Navy blues, indigos, and, if you strained your eyes enough, purples and amaranth dancing upon the slate of the sky. And etched upon it like stray marks of chalk or a cascade of scattered paint, the piercing light of the stars. The constellations filled your vision, their silvery shapes drawing you in with promises of the stories that gave them their names. Looking out your window and up into the depths of the cosmos suspended above and around you, you could almost see the arcs of their motion, patterns shifting in parallax as the universe stretched out into the vast unknown. But by dawn, the cool light of the stars had slipped away. In their stead rose the sun, bright and blazing, red as hot iron fresh from a furnace. It crept across the sky and caught you up in its lethargy until you found it nearly impossible to move. And yet the day needed facing, so you tore yourself out of the building, though it took all the effort of an insect tearing itself free of sugar-sweet sap. A feeling distinctly out of place in November of all times, but the weather has never once claimed to be an unwavering entity. The heat sits comfortably outside. The sun hesitated as it approached the horizon, until it could make no more excuses to remain hanging in the sky and yielded once more to the night. Even so, the last vestiges of day refused to disappear completely, though sunset has long since passed.
The high heat of today is likely to continue into tomorrow, so remember, stay indoors if possible and stay hydrated.
Well, I for one don't have much more to say this week, but I did want to ask, did the disaster report go well last week?
I assume so.
Did you at least read it?
Of course I read it. I am a professional.
I'm sure you are. It's just that you didn't seem all that certain, and forgive me if I'm a little concerned.
Realistically, there is no other explanation for the events I observed.
What does that even mean?
It means I don't exactly remember reading it, but minutes went by, so I definitely did.
That is a cause for concern? Elaborate.
Well, I just don't remember the minutes when I was almost certainly reading it. Just one of those things. Losing a bit of time is hardly out of the ordinary, you know? No big deal.
Actually, I don't think that that's just one of those things. That has never happened to me before. Why would that happen when you read the report?
No. It happens all the time. Your brain just decides to stop remembering things for a minute when you're busy with something.
Maybe you should go to the doctor.
I mean, probably, but that costs money, you know?
Of course. Well, if we're not worrying about that anymore, do you have any other topics of conversation?
Oh, how did the crabs go?
The crabs are doing fine. They were not pleased by the wreckage from the tsunami. Who would be? But there seems to be evidence that the intertidal species are bouncing back in the aftermath of it all. The ecosystem will likely be completely changed a few years from now.
Oh, that's fun. Gotta say, all I really know about crabs is the fun little migration thing where the entire ground is just crabs, so I may not have grasped all the nuances there.
Also, a very interesting crab fact, Nick. Thank you for sharing. Anything else? Or should we close out the show?
No, I'm good. Let's say goodbye.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us this evening on The Rock.
We'll talk to you all again next week, and remember, it is nearly impossible to move.